we'll still be able to start Hezek Re'iyunas probably on Wednesday, probably on Tuesday. So as you know, the Misachta begins with Ashut from Shirot to Lasseh's Mechitza. The Gemara wants to know what's Pshat Mechitza. Is Mechitza that a wall of Mechitza separation? Is the din of Ashut from Shirot to Lasseh's Mechitza? Is our Chazal saying? Gemara raised the question in the base of Medalla, base of the base. Is the Tana saying, that you have people in one chutzah, they want to divide themselves up into various places. So then we are mechayiv them to build a wall. That would be the sheet of Hezek, Re'iya, Shmei Hezek. Or is the Gemara saying, Ashutzen Shirotzen, that's mechitza. Shutzen, they want to make a wall. So now we're going to instruct them exactly how to make this wall. The Gemara says that depends on what's pshat in the word mechitza in our Mishnah. Does mechitza mean a wall, or does mechitza mean a separation? So the Gemara says, let's start with the approach that mechitza means a wall. And a raya. What's the raya? The raya is going to be from a Mishnah in Kalai, from a Tesefta in Kalai, from a Brice in Kalai. And this gives us the opportunity to get an understand a little bit of a grounding in the sugyas of Kalayim. Gemara quotes Kedetanya Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifritza. So that's really where the Raya is coming from. These three words, Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifritza, because in order for something to be considered to be broken, it has to be an actual wall. So you see from this Braisa that the word Mechitza in Mishnah means, is referring to a wall. That's really how it connects to our sugya. And so happens that the halacha that we're going to learn of mechitzas hakerem is an important halacha in the context of hilchos shutfin. And therefore it's going to come up again in the sugyas and then the chafs. But we'll now just use it as an opportunity to learn a little bit about hilchos kalai. So mechitzas hakerem shenifritza. You have two people next to each other. One is growing wheat and the other is growing a vineyard, grapes. And the halacha is that if the vines intermingle with wheat, so then that is an iser. It's an iser of having them commingled to begin with. And in addition, is it then that the produce becomes osur to eat? Kedetanya mechitzas hakerem shenifritza. Oimer loy. So we tell him. Rashi says we tell the bala kerem. Gedor to put the wall back up. Fosma v'nifitza oimele Gedor, we tell him once again to put the wall up. Nisyoi shemeno. And then, what happens, he says, this is worthless. I have to keep on putting it up all the time. Not gonna bother putting it up. So then, the two continue to grow. And harveze kiddush. So once the wheat grows another 200ths of itself. That's how you measure 1/200ths more. So then the wheat becomes osur. Who caused the wheat to become osur? So the Gemara says, well, the Baal HaKerem wasn't responsive when he told him to put up his wall. So then he's Chayav Achriyusah. So now he's responsible to pay me for the loss of my wheat. Right? So essentially, this is a sugya of Hezek. The sugya that the Baal HaKerem has achrayus, and the sugya is a sugya of the Gromar Garmi, because the Baal HaKerem wasn't mazik, he didn't pour kerosene over the guy's tua. The Baal HaKerem, by not putting up a wall, allow them to grow together. Afal Pikain, the sugya says, that's enough of an involvement to be Chayiv Hezek. So the sugya, the chiddush in the sugya, is that the Balak, there's some reason why the Baal HaKerem maintains monetary obligation for the Hezek, which the Iser Kalayim brings. That's the sugya. Now, what are the difficulties of learning pshat in the Mishnah? What are the chidusha of the Mishnah. Very difficult to understand. Go ahead, Avraham. Don't forget to unmute yourself.
The first question is that the Aguda, like, what would I have thought? Because the Mishnah itself says, Ashurkan Shiratsu lasses machitza machatsu bonus a kotel. So why do we need to say, like, oh, the Havamina is that we're talking about a kotel? Like, isn't that clear from the Mishnah?
No. So the Gemara asks that Kasha. The Gemara says, and the Gemara responds by saying, that if it would be posha, that mechitz is a wall, then it should be ashutrin shirotu lasis mechitz b'chatzur boinin osar. It says boinin es hakosa.
So it's clear that we're talking about a wall.
No, so if mechitz meant wall, then the mission should say ashutrin shirotu lasis mechitz boinin osar. This is how you build it. So boinin es hakosa would indicate that mechitza is something different, all right? But let's not go into the sugya of the mechitza right now. In the braisa of kalayim, what has to be understood? What seems to be a strange presentation of the din? If you were writing the din, how would you write the din? And the purpose of the braisa to teach me that the Baal HaKerem is to take achrayus for not putting up a wall. Nope. So what would you say? It's in terms of the text of the braisa itself. What's extra words? What's the glad chayim? After that, you just.
I was thinking that. I was going to say that, why does it start with a case where the wall falls down, they have to rebuild it? Why doesn't it start with a case where they're building the wall to begin with?
Okay, now if it's my achrayus, it's about to build the wall, tell me the din. Abal kerem tzarech lakim koizn, right? So, well, the Rishonim are going to discuss that, but that's going to deliver to us another chiddush that even if it was never discussed, but I move in and the kosel is there, so that creates an assumption which allows me to function. So that's Haka Halacha and Cheshchein. It's going to be important for us. The Gemara says that the fact that the wall is there, okay? The wall is there, I mean, they can plant. What else? What else is quirky about the text of the Braisa? Go ahead, Ephraim. You have to unmute yourself, Ephraim.
Well, why does it have to say that it was built up and then fell down again?
What's the chiddush of it falling down a second time? Why do we say chazra v'nifritza? Good, right? What does that add? What else? Avraham.
I was gonna ask what Ephraim asked. Okay. But also, I just want to clarify that you said that the nezek here is garmi.
We'll get to that. Go ahead. The Tosfos points out that it's in the parsha of garmi. And we're not going to go into Garmi right now. Garmi is a sugya later on. Garmi is a substantial form of cause where we paskin is chay. The Shach identifies Garmi as something which I'm doing. There is a maisa biyadayim. The hezek is not cause biyadayim. Hezek biyadayim means I wax him. I dent somebody's chay. That's a maisa biyadayim. Over here, there is a mice of Yedayim. The mice of Yedayim per se doesn't cause the hezek. The mice of Yedayim over here is a strange mice of Yedayim, not building the wall. Right? So that's a strange mice of Yedayim. So we'll discuss that. But the mice of Yedayim is being misyoish from building the wall. The hezek now gets caused because the thing grows. So it is a strong form of garmi. A mice be a dime, but not the mice dime which directly is mazik. It's a mice hezek. A mice dime which is not the mice hezek, but a mice be a dime which allows for a hezek which will certainly happen. If there is no suffix, then these things are going to grow. And once they grow, become us. So the Shach says the definition of garmi is opposed to grama. Grama means something to happen which may cause hazard. So grama is aser, but I'm not chayv to pay for grama b'day adam. For example, if I take a shtar of an IOU and I steal, I rip it up. So I did a mice. Now the fact that you don't have a shtar does not mean that you will not get paid. An honest guy will pay you back anyways. I'm giving you a hesed because it'll be hard. It may be harder for you to get the money. So that is a suffix. What I just said is not entirely correct because a shtar halva has a value in and of itself. You can sell a shtar halva. But that would be an example. The Gemara raised an example of a grum. A grum nizakin means that I do something and it may or may not cause a hezek, but in the end, if it does cause a hezek, so what I did was usur and the face b'day shemayim I should pay, b'day adam not chayv to pay. Garmi is a machlekes, whether the degree of my involvement is more significant, it's something in between a maisa b'yadayim and a maisa grama. And the garmi is a machlekes where the garmi you have to pay for not. Remember, hold that garmi be your machayv the guy to pay, b'day adam. So that's where the sugya is really is situates itself in the sugya of garmi. It's part of the raya. For the din of our mei, the Tosfos discusses how the Sarai is a submission to small Tosfos and the base of the again. Okay, that begin. That's how it fits in the Hilchos Nizakin. Right, then this sugya fits into three sugyas. The sugya of Nizigin, we're not going to discuss right now. The sugya of Hilchos Shcheinim, what are the obligations of two people whose property borders on each other and they're growing different crops. That we will, Yit Hashem, discuss more significantly in the Chavs. And now, right now, it's the sugya of Kalayim. So just to give us an opportunity to learn some of this Kalayim, we're learning, going on this tangent. So from the perspective of Kalayim, what are the chidushim over here? One more question. What else is strange?
That the chiyuv is on the Baal HaKerem?
What was that?
That the chiyuv is on the Baal HaKerem?
Right. That's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, if you saw the Meiri. He says, but the presentation is strange. But it says, Oimer Loi. We tell him to put it up. And what I'm saying, we wouldn't tell him to put it up. In other words, the price it should be, Machith, if it's a Machuyu Lakimai, Machuyu Liv Naisai. The aim is Shai, Shmi Liv Naisai. Then he's Chayav Bachrayas, right? So the Chorin, that's how the mission, that's what happened in Rice Street. The fact that the price reads, Oyim tells us a story, makes it drop. Oyimer, though we tell him to put up a fence, why does the price put it in such a strange way? Oyimer, like a door. And then the price says, Chazer and Nifritza, the second time, what does that matter? And then, Nisyoish, Heymenov, he decides, I'm not putting up the wall. So now it becomes Chayim. So, this Mishonah will discuss, this we'll look into. Who is the upon whom is the chiyuv to build the wall? Is it two neighbors next to each other? So why should one have more of a chiyuv than the other? Omer lo, we tell him. So that we have to understand. Okay. Good. Anything else except that, Ari?
Is it possible that the reason the Brisa specifies that one of the shcheinim asked the other to build a wall after it fell down is because maybe there was a 4 am separation between the two fields, so there was no chiyuv to make the wall to begin with. And then, but nevertheless, they still wanted to. So then, once it fell down, he wanted to go back to the original agreement, even though there was no actual chiyuv.
But if there was a 4 am separation, then he probably would not be chayav to put up a wall. Right? In other words, over here, the wall allows you to plant all the way up to the wall and not require the 4 am separation. So if they had both, then I don't think we we would necessarily mechayev the balakerim to put the wall back up. All right, so let's go a little bit into the Chaim right now, just to give us a background. Abraham?
Yeah, I was going to say to answer what Chaim was saying, the Gemara says it's mechitza akarim shenifritza, meaning it's the Baal Karim's wall itself that fell down. It's not the Baal Sada's wall, so that's why the Baal Karim is the one that has the chitza to put it back up, because it's his wall they fell in the first place.
I don't think the Lashon could say that it's the Baal HaKerem's wall, it's just a Mechitza HaKerem, like the wall is separating between the Kerem and the Stelavon.
It doesn't say that though, it says Mechitza HaKerem, it doesn't say the Mechitza that's between the Kerem and the Sada.
Well, you can also say that, like, I guess if you're talking about the Halachos in general, it's called Klei HaKerem, but it's between a vineyard and a wheat field. It's not only on the vineyard necessarily, meaning maybe this is showing that it's on the Baal HaKerem, but I don't know if that's, I guess, you know, let's say if the roles were reversed, then what would we say? Because I don't know, it's not super clear saying, you know, what the din is just from the Lashon.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's get some background in Klaim. So in order to get background in Klaim, I thought that the Aruch HaShulchan was the easiest way to get some of the ideas that we need to have. And then the Meiri in our sugya expands on what we need to know for our particular din. So in terms of the background, the Hilchas Kalayim, the Pasuk and Chumash, there are two Pesukim and Chumash. One is a Pasuk in Vayikra, Gedoshim Perak Yates, Pasuk Yates, Ezchukai Saitish Maru, Behemtecho Leiserbiya Kalayim. One of these Suri Kalayim is to commingle animals. Another din of kalayim that applies to fields, to wheat fields, to fields other than orchards. Ubeged kalayim shatnes, and that's the one that we are most familiar with, shatnes of clothing. Pasuk in Devarim, if you say leisizra karmacha kalayim. Here the Torah spells out something about a vineyard, which in the Pasuk in Kedoshim, it just said Sodcho Leisizra Kalayim. Here it is Leisizra Karmacha Kalayim. And now the Pasuk in Kiseitzi adds Pentikdash Hameleya Azera Shetizra Usfuas Akerim. That if you will plant them, if you'll plant a wheat field and a vineyard together, so then Tikdash Hameleya, then that which grows, that if they give fruit, that will become Oser to eat. That's the chiddush that we didn't have in Parshas Kedosh. Leisacharish b'shor v'chamor yachtav. Another chiddush that not only is there an iser of commingling animals, which would mean mating animals that are of different species, but even having different species work together. And finally, leisil v'shat. So it comes out that we have five different halachas kalayim in Minotaur. The one I'm most familiar with is Klei Begad Mishatnes. And then there's a din when it comes to dinim when it comes to animals. That one cannot mate different species together. In this week's parasha, the Ritual will speak about mating, if I remember correctly, I think it's the end of this week's parasha, about the horses and donkeys and creating the mule. So then, in addition, there's the Easter of having animals of different species work together. That's three Easter. And then we have two Easter when it comes to the planting. One is the Easter of Sodcho Leisizra Kalayim. That means commingling any kind of species. The one that we're most familiar with, but is least clear from the Chumash, is to commingle trees together. These are Kloye Ilonis. They actually do a. So that is part of Sodcha Leisizri Kalayim. And then the fifth thesis, which is the one that we're focused on, is Leisizri Karmacha Kalayim. The Torah specifies when it comes to a vineyard, there's another specific Isur of Klai. Why did the Torah single out Kaloye Zror? So Kaloye Kerem. Kaloye Ilonais, any trees of different species, they got Maisar Kova, and Kaloye Ilonais is also Chutzlaris. Kaloye Zeroim is co-mingling in a field, any species, whether it's any kind of vegetables or any kinds of beans or any kinds of wheat. So all those are awesome, but by planting them very closely together, and the produce does not become awesome. It is also to plant them together, just like clay ilonis. It is also to graft them together. But once the person does the Easter, or if any, once a person does an Easter, so then the fruit is not awesome. We're allowed to eat fruit that has been grafted together from different species. The one time when the Torah says that it is usur to benefit from the klayim, one is, of course, shatness. You can't wear clothing where there's klayim has happened, is kloy kerem. When you have wheat and the vineyard together. So then the Torah says that that is, it's usur to plant them in close proximity to each other. If one does, one cannot get hanah from it. Getting hanah means getting hanah from any growth that took place when they have, after they've been close together. And because of the chaymer isur, so kloe kerem or asun chutzlars. Chazal said asun chutzlar. Shadness is asun chutzlars. Kloe behema is asun chutzlars. Kloe ilonos is asun chutzlars. And kloe kerem is an isur de rabbanan chutzlars. And kloe zera otherwise is only asun eretz Yisrael. Ezra Dover is a kloy zeroim and kloy kerem is a mitzvah tli of aretz. Kloy behema and kloy begonim is not tli of aretz. Rachashulchan has a gavaldig insight. He says, why is kloy ilonois compared to kloy behema rather than kloy zeroim? Did you see that in Reish Tzadi Hei? There's a gavaldig insight. He says that when it comes to kloy ilonois, we are creating a new species for perpetuity. I think I used the word correctly. Right? Now, it's just like when one does kaloi behema, so one's creating a new species, which is going to go on and have, and it changes the bria. I now have a new kind of an animal. It so happens the mule can't procreate. But let's say a person is successful in putting together two kinds of animals. So now he comes up with a new species. That species will procreate. So that is not a mitzvah tli yivaretz. One has created a new entity in the world, so to speak. So that was also to have done. Once it's done, it's not also about no. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that kloy yilonois is more like kloy behema than kloy zeram. Kloy zeram means that I'm growing it this year. The wheat is growing this year. The tomatoes are growing this year. But I don't necessarily create a new fruit for a new part of the bria for perpetuity. Now, we can argue with the Aruch HaShulchan because if one creates if one grafts a tomato and cucumber, so then one does get a new fruit with new seeds. But that has to be replanted, so to speak. So that is still considered to be a mitzvah atluya baretz. I run the risk, so to speak, of misusing Eretz Yisrael in creating a new species. But when it comes to kiloy ilonos, so there, since I've created a new feature in the bria, so that is more like kiloy behema rather than kiloy Eretz Yisrael. So that's why that is Shayach and Chutzlaretz as well, Midday Raisa. Okay? But those are the five Yisurim. So now, that's what we pointed out. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Sariyei, so he says, Chamish Mini Kaloyim, what distinguishes Kaloyi Kerem, Number one, that midirabbanan also chutzlaris. Number two, that there is an iser that the produce becomes awesome. That's why our sugya could only be a sugya of kiloi kerem, because our sugya is discussing the hezek that is brought about because the crops are allowed to grow together. So now the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Tzadi Vav spells this out, and we discuss this with Aleph, and he defines the Easter of Hanah a little bit in Sif Beis, but then in Sif Chav, then he describes Kishem Sha'osu Lita Kalayim Kach Osu Lekayim Kalayim. Is in addition to the Easter of planting Kaloyim, and this is essential to understanding our mission, there is an Easter to allow Kaloyim to continue to exist. The cave and Shira Kaloyim Tzemchim Bekarmoy Beinichem V'lay Okram Harve Zekidesh V'asurim V'ando. Two ways in which Kaloy a Karim can become us. One is about actually plants next to the vineyard, or a vineyard next to the plants. And then the other is if I have my seed in my backyard or in my field, that the kerem and the tour are growing close together, I say, I can live with it. This yoy shemen, that's the Easter of being mekayim, of allowing. So the Rosh Hashanah points out that's an additional Easter that Chazal pointed out that comes with Kloy Kerem, right? Sibikiyum, by allowing them to become. Let's remember from Shacham last year, we had the concept of right Sibikiyum, and that created an Easter of owning Chum. So now the Rosh Hashanah spells out the Osa Masa the Kiyum, Kigoin, Shechifu Ba'ofor, Ukiyoitse Boy, Areza Laika. If I do a mice which allows them to grow together, so for example, I cover them with I put earth, put dirt on the and that bears down. It causes the clayim to weigh down into the wheat. So I didn't plant it, but I weigh it down so that it's now very close to the ground, and some of the ends of the branches of the vineyard are going to, of the vine are going to now plant themselves next to the tour. So that is a maisa, I did a maisa, which will allow them to grow together, but I didn't do a maisa of planting the vineyard. The Gemara says that, the Chazal say that's also an Issa de Raisa, and one gets malchus for doing it. Mara says, and not only that, but the Easter of the produce of Kloy Kerem and Kloy Zarem is brought about in Zos. You can't have that grain. The Achashochan spells out, we will see again in the Miri. The Lay Nesra Tzvua, the Ein Odom, Makdish Domer Sheinu Shaloi. Lefichoch Amesachech Gafne Al Gabi Tvuosa Shalchaveroi Neser Gafne Beloi Nesra Tvua. We have a din that I cannot be Mekadish your animal. I have to have Bailus Mekadish. Now, since the Torah expressed the Easter of Hanoh of Kloi Kerem as Pentikdash Amaleya, it's a strange word, pentikdash. That means it becomes holy. Here it means it becomes out of bounds. Becomes something you're not allowed to have. So we follow the rules of Hekdash. One of the rules of Hekdash is I can only affect that which I own. So Halacha is going to come out that if I'm the Bala Kerem, you're the Bala Tzvua, and whatever my thinking is, I think maybe I'll have better grapes if they grow next to your tvua. They're going to do you a favor and give you better tvua, right? Instead of having instead of having scotch in sherry casks, I'm going to do one better. I'm going to actually bring the grapes close to your tavua. And then you'll be able to put on the bottle of your scotch, grown with grapes, sherry casks before the casks, right? So they were, so now, only problem is if you say that, if I say, or I say it, I'm a great form of bread, my bread's going to have, what is it? The chemicals are red grapes. You know, the certain chemical in red grapes, it's good for his heart. So I'm going to advertise that this bread was grown next to the grapes. So this wheat has all of some of the features of the health of wine. Instead of having a cup of wine before you go to sleep, you have my donuts. So I have this idea that we grow them together. So the halacha is the person who caused them to grow together, he's the person who's now going to become chayav. I cannot make your wheat awesome. I can make my grapes awesome, and vice versa. So whoever does the maisa of kalayim can only make his own produce awesome. That's the chiddush. Moser b'chala, if I cook your meat and my milk, I made it awesome. Right? So if I take your matzah and I make it chametz awesome. Over here, the Torah says this Isra Na, it can only be brought, I can only make the Isra Na on my own produce. Pentikdash Amaleya. It doesn't say Pentneser Amaleya. Pentikdash Amaleya. Special day. Ain on the Matanish Dorish Ain Shalom. Melachain Mezeh Hazera Mishmias Lay Neser. Okay, it's a different thing. And that was Seif Chaf. And then in Seif Chaf Aleph, so the Aruch HaShulchan explains, how did Chazal understand this then? Because it says, Le'isizra is kar mecha, Le'loi shel ha'achem. But that's part of a broader din. We'll get back to that. And then, now, once it's also kol olam. In other words, if I am the one who put my who planted or brought the grain the vines into the wheat field and made them grow, and it's my wheat, and I did the Isra Klayim, so my wheat becomes also kol olam. Right, so it's only that I did the person who does the maisa is the person can only ask for his own stuff, but that becomes also l'kuliyam. And then in Simcha Beis, Rav Shulchan writes, "Balabayis shekiyem yirakos sada bekerem also loy basa chol oylam, achas shekiyem yirakos shem bekerem also amutal kolot." Because of a Rambam. Haraya kalayim bekerem chaveru vekiyamon haray ze haraya oser banyos kol adam mutar ben ve'elo kaimun bala keren ayimakadesh yisam l'chol adam, that this din of creating an Easter that applies to the additional Easter we mentioned of being mekayim, of just being the one who allows them to grow together. Aroya Yerek Bekera, a person sees his vegetables growing next to his vineyard. And he says, Kishagia Leil Katana. When I get to it, I will separate. He gialoi the Omar me Allah, the Omar Kishagia Katana, Imshacha Isabel Messiah, raise the awesome. If the guy says, I see it, they're growing together, I'm on my way. I won't make it today. Tomorrow and the next day, so then he says, "Ainer roitzah b'kiyumai." doesn't become osir, even if they grow together. Because he didn't plant them together, and he has every intention to separate. However, halacha is that if he goes into the field and he starts pulling things out, and then he says, you know what, the rest I'm going to leave. So then he could become chayav b'reis b'kiyum. Because at that point, he was there and he didn't separate. Okay. One more thing that I want to do is ask Dom at our sugya. Okay. Chav Dalet is the shir. They come with shir archokos hatvu of a yerek min a gefan. How far apart must they be? And how far apart that if that or how close together must they to make them awesome? So there are different shiurim that he lists over here, and the Lama Dani explains the basis for every shiur that's given is. That when it comes to kalayim, commingling is determined by what's above the ground, not by what's going on below the ground. Right? That is a machlokes rishonim based on the sugyan. Of Allah will discuss. The Kach Shonu Chachamim Mishnah. Kol Masha Osu Chachamim Legozu Elam of Neymar Asai. Ba'af Bekloi Kerem. Keinu. Mizel Lishoyne. The Gabi Kalayim and Kerem Divina. The Lahavi Yiv of the Klein Kop Kura. So the, when it comes to Kaloi Ilonais, so the fact that they are growing from the same tree that makes them awesome. When it comes to Kaloi Kerem and Kaloi Tvua, so growing in proximity, what's close proximity? So if they are close enough that it would look like they are growing together and being yonik from each other. So it's a combination of Yanika and Marasai. So the Chazal established the shear of four amois because four amois is what one usually gives to one's vineyard. One usually gives a 4 amma clearance for one's vineyard in order to be able to work the vineyard, to bring in the horses and the wagons or whatever. So if there's a 4 amma clearance around your vineyard, then the person looks and says, that's a vineyard that's growing without any commingling. The moment that we lose that 4 amma separation, so then the person who would look at this would say, no, the would not see it as two separate fields. So that's the, at the same token, so Chazal say if I have a wall in between, so a wall also, a wall separates the two. The Gemara is going to discuss later on, what does a wall do in terms of them growing them actually being donating from each other. So one mahalim shalom establish takes on halacha lamaisa says doesn't matter what goes on below the ground. There's another mahalim shalom discuss and say no, it does matter. And if in fact they're growing together under the ground, that will make them kalayim. And the wall is only of significance if it's on rocky ground where they're not growing together. So again, yaisim calls that. So what do we pick up over here? We say when it comes to kalayim, there are 5 yisurim of kalayim. One is Began, and two when it comes to Behema, and two when it comes to growing. One is called Kaloi Zrom, and that includes Kaloi Ilonis. And when it comes to Kaloi Ilonis, it's even Mechutzlat. And Kaloi Zrom and Kaloi Ilonis are growing different species together. When it comes to Zeroim, it's by growing close proximity. When it comes to Ilonis, it means actually grafting two different species onto each other. And then there's a fifth bin, Kaloi Kerem. That's vineyards and Tvua, vineyards and Zeram, especially when it comes to vineyards. When it comes to vineyards, a special bin that the produce becomes Osir, and because of that, it's also nechutz la'aretz as well. How do we prevent kolayim from happening? By keeping them, by separating them. The yisur of kolayim is done either by throwing, putting seeds in close proximity. When it comes to kolayim kere, it would be by allowing the vine to grow and take root next to the other plants. And then in addition, Chazal explained to us, in addition to doing an actual planting them together, and in addition to doing something which would cause them to grow together, which actually to put the vineyard on top of the vegetables of the wheat, in addition, there's another din of reitzah b'kiyumah, allowing them to grow together. And allowing them to grow together, in other words, ignoring the fact that they're growing together. And being mekayim, allowing them to grow together, ignoring the fact that they are growing together, that also creates an iser of kalai, and add an iser of ando. So that is what's happening in our mission. Doesn't answer all the questions. Doesn't answer the question of why we hold one person more responsible than the other. But it does explain to us why the Gemara says in Misyayesh, once one is Misyayesh, then he is Reitze B'Kiyumai, and then he is Chayiv for any Hezek which he would cause. But again, we have to explain how I can cause hezek in somebody else. Why isn't that doesn't that go against the din of any other mekanish davishen shalai? All right. So now let's open the meiri up, and let's just pick up a few ideas in the meiri, and then we'll finish up tomorrow. So many of the ideas that we've been explained, the first so let's start Zesha, I'm in my Gador. Who are we telling to put up the wall? So, Machleg is Rishonim. One says Balakarim. Veloy Mifnei Shekafanim. Yesus Azram. Veloy Azram is Shekafanim. Shishneim Nesarim. Why do we single out the Balakarim? So, one reason is because vines travel, wheat doesn't travel, tomatoes don't travel. Right, the crop that travels, so the person who has the traveling crop is the one who's going to cause the Easter. I have to move. My tool is no, it's not going anyplace. It's not going to cause any kalayim. You have a geffen, so vineyards, they create shoots, and they go further and further out. So the achrayas is always going to be in the balakarim, because the balakarim is causing the Easter. Right? That's the nature of vines. I don't know if you've ever seen how vines grow. Vines have take one stalk, then they have leaves, and they have little curly things which come out, which allow them to latch on to other things. Now, people who have vineyards will put poles or fences, so that those little things that come out will hook onto the pole and hook on the fence and keep straight lines. and grow up, basically. But let's say if you don't put a pole in there, so it's like, it's like a bush. It's going to keep on growing, and it's going to, and it doesn't have the strength of a tree, so it's going to grow flat and forward. So the Miri says, so the Achrayus is always going to be in the Baal HaKerem, because he's the one who's going to be causing these. And some say the reason that we speak to the Baal HaKerem is because the Easter is going to be only on the grapes, not on the wheat. And some say because the guy who plants a kerem, he's the one who's changing the normal use of the field. And some say both have an equal achrayus. So I just have to explain these shittas. Machlokes, when we say omim legedor, are we addressing one person? Or are we saying no? We're telling both parties, you got to fix this up. Then, if we say that we're addressing the party of the anovim, so why does he have extra achrayus? Is it because he's the more aggressive crop? He's the only crop that's going to really become usher? Or is it because he's considered to be the innovator? Because stump fields should plant the two of it. Alright, the next paragraph discusses, you can look at this, why we go through it twice and three times. Next, the halacha of Gedor. So now, why does it say Gedor? So because it wants to present that one of the farmers has not been responsive. And by not being responsive, so he is right to Bikiyu. In other words, by Omele Gedor is a way of establishing that one party is a Reitz of Bikiyu. So, Omele Gedor is Lavdav, but how do we know that this farmer actually saw what was going on and are not responding? Omele Gedor. So that's the pshat in Omele Gedor. Okay, the next paragraph is also an interesting paragraph. Why don't we say that all new growth becomes bottle. And what's there ready? So please look at that. And then the final paragraph is, why is it, what makes Kalayim different than Bosar Becholim? What makes clan different than Bosa Bechola? So then, if you haven't seen that, Miri, please look at that as well. So again, bring the sheer full circle right now. And then we'll see what we have to discuss tomorrow. The Yamimish, the Chitas Kerem Shenifritza, and therefore it's going to be an Easter Kalai. Oy Meloy Gedor, we tell the Baal HaKerem, Machlaikas, who we're talking to, about. We have to tell one of them, what does that mean? It means we have to establish that they are rights of the Kiyumar. There has to be a certain amount of time in the human set. Because if there isn't any time at all, then it won't cause a significant Easter. It only causes a significant Easter if there's an increased growth of 1 to 100. But if one of them says, I'm not putting up the wall, then he's considered to be a rights of Bikiyumai. A rights of Bikiyumai is when it comes to Kalayim as the din of a Maisa B'Yadayim. Why is this all together in the Parsha of Garmi? There's no Maisa B'Yadayim because when it comes to Kalayim, allowing something to go together, that creates an Isser. So in the context of Kalayim, a Machshava is like a Masa. So therefore, Nisyoi Shemena means I did a Maisa as evaluated in the context of Kalayim. A Maisa does not necessarily mean an action. Different halacha is determined the degree of involvement that's required for which you have to take responsibility. So when it comes to Kalayim, the level of involvement that determines responsibility is Machshava, is right to Bikyuma. Harvei Zekidesh, Bechaya Ba'achrayus. And then the one who doesn't put up the wall will be Chayim for the Easter. We will be both responsible enough. Here's a very delicate Nakuda. We'll have to come back. We will both be responsible enough that it's considered that it'll be considered as if my wheat and your vines become awesome. Who is considered to be the one who's causing the Easter? So in this case, it's the one who's misyayish from putting up a wall. Right? The Meiri does ask deeper, another kasha, and it does have another explanation of how can one be responsible for the Easter that's happening to somebody else. So, but I think we have a strong enough background now to learn all of the Tosfos. And then in Rit Hashem tomorrow, we'll review the Meiri and the Tosfos, and then go on to look at the Rav Chanan Wasserman and Rav Baruch Ber, how they focus on one of the on how the Easter, what is the reason why the Baal Mechitza is responsible for the Hezekiah. Okay, any questions before we go?